USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's good to see some states are starting to slowly open up during the coronavirus test briefing.
It's been encouraging to watch states begin to open up, and it really has been. It's a beautiful thing to see as restrictions are lifted. We must maintain vigilance and continue practicing social distancing. I encourage governors to follow a careful, phased approach, and I want to remind all Americans to adhere to our guidelines. Very important. The governors are going to adhere, hopefully, or they're going to do what they think is best. I want them to do what they think is best, but ideally they'll adhere.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants to take a pause and wait for senators to return to Washington before considering a fourth phase to the coronavirus funding package. Congress is set to vote on phase three on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The nation's top diplomat continues to point a finger at China when it comes to how badly the coronavirus has spread. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is saying that China's government did not reveal the full extent of the initial coronavirus outbreak in a timely fashion.
It covered up how dangerous the disease is. It didn't report sustained human-to-human transmission for a month. It censored those who tried to warn the world.
Pompeo says China had a responsibility to immediately issue a thorough and candid alert to the UN's World Health Organization. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is marking the 50th anniversary of Earth Day on Wednesday. The president and vice president and their wives spread some dirt on a tree that has been planted on the South Lawn. The president says his administration acted to protect priceless public lands and parks and noted that those areas will soon be reopened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Missouri and Mississippi are both suing China over its response to the coronavirus outbreak, which was first detected in Wuhan last year and has led to more than 45,000 deaths in the United States. Far East expert Gordon Chang says the lawsuits are not as far-fetched as one may think.
Missouri sued the Communist Party, which technically does not have sovereign immunity, but does have a lot of assets around the world. And indeed, we're seeing in Europe this same sort of make China pay movement. So I think something will happen. There's a lot of ways that China's assets can be seized. One important thing, Rob and Jillian, we need to make sure these suits proceed because we've got to deter China from doing this again.
Rob Gronkowski reuniting with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay may have been a shock to most, but not the six-time Super Bowl winning quarterback. NFL Network is reporting that Brady told teams that he wanted to reunite with the tight end as he was fielding offers. Fox Sports' Joel Klatt says looking at this from the Patriots' point of view,
I think it's very interesting that they're going to pick up a fourth-round pick for this for a player that's not even going to play on their team. So from their standpoint, this is getting some war chest draft picks to go out there and potentially bolster up their roster for a player that wasn't even going to be there in the first place. So from Bill Belichick's standpoint, I think it's a win. And clearly from Tampa Bay's standpoint, it's a huge win getting Rob Gronkowski to pair with Tom Brady.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.